Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my awesome co-host David Blackman is still sick, under the weather. We had a crazy Black Friday, Cyber Monday season, and so he is run down and not feeling well. So he'll be back with us in the next day or so. In today's episode, we're going to talk about WordCamp US and how you, no matter where you are in the world, can watch online for free. So WordCamp US is the big WordCamp. If you're not familiar, WordCamps in general are WordPress meetups, little mini WordPress conferences, and they happen all over the US. They happen all over the world in different countries. And so it's a great way to meet other people that are passionate about WordPress, passionate about building websites with WordPress. And there's different sessions, there's networking, there's a lot of swag. They're often sponsored by a lot of the big WordPress companies, hosting companies, product companies, etc. And so we highly recommend going to your local meetup and meeting people in your area that are like-minded, enjoy the same things, are passionate about the same things that you are. However, we also recommend attending some of the big WordCamps too. So WordCamp US is once a year. It changes city. It's every 2 years. And so last year and this year, it's in Nashville. Before that was Philadelphia. Next year, I think I heard that it's going to be in St. Louis. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. So that's the big one in US. And then there's a few other big ones around the world too. WordCamp Europe is probably the second biggest one, or actually maybe bigger than WordCamp US. I could be wrong. But WordCamp US is where Matt Mullenweg, who is the co-founder of WordPress and kind of leads the WordPress Foundation, that's where he delivers the annual State of the Word address, which is basically like the State of the Union for WordPress. What's going on? What's going to be happening? He gives updates, stats on market share, how much market share WordPress has, which I think is close to 30% now. Updates on, there's an annual WordPress survey people fill out and say, you know, how much they use WordPress, if they're full-time, part-time, if they do it for their own business, for a company, if they build websites professionally using WordPress, you know, that sort of thing. And so he gives kind of those stats. And then he kind of talks about moving forward the next year, what the goals are, what's going to be happening. And so last year, as well as this year, the focus is going to be on Gutenberg. Gutenberg is the WordPress visual editor that has been worked on for a while now and is finally going to be landing soon this month. And actually the new updated date as of the last, I think, 24 hours is WordPress 5.0, which includes Gutenberg, will be released on December 6th, which is going to be, it actually might be today by the time this airs. And so that's kind of the big focus. That's what's going to be talked about at WordCamp. There'll be a lot of sessions around Gutenberg. Matt Mullenweg will talk about it in his State of the Word address. And so even if you're not in the US or not in the Nashville area and not able to make it in person, you can still join in on the fun and the excitement and all of that completely for free. You can watch the live stream online from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free. And so we have a link here in the show notes. Basically, it's at 2018.us.wordcamp.org. You can go to the tickets page and you can get a free live stream ticket. I don't know if you have to do it ahead of time. WordCamp US is going to be starting tomorrow when you're listening to this episode. And so go ahead and do it now, because I don't know if the day of, if they'll still be letting you get tickets or not, probably. But just in case, go ahead and grab that. And then you can watch any of the sessions. So according to the page, all of the sessions will be live streamed, which is pretty cool. And then especially on Saturday, you can hear Matt Mullenweg deliver the State of the Word address. and hear, you know, all the updates about Gutenberg and WordPress and all of that. So that'll be on Saturday. So go ahead, click the link in the show notes, grab your ticket for free. Even if you don't know if you're going to have time to watch it, at least have it. That way you can go and I'm assuming they'll send you an email. You can click the link and pop in and out of sessions. I did this 2 years ago. I was at WordCamp US last year, but 2 years ago I was not. And so I went in and watched a couple sessions. I watched Corey Miller's session, the founder of iThemes. He delivered a really cool talk. And then I watched Matt Mullenweg doing the State of the Word. And so it's great. You can't make it in person. You can still hear, be kept up to date, join in on the fun. So that is it for today. Tomorrow we will be back with another awesome WordPress topic. We're going to be talking about email marketing and the best platform that we recommend to power your email marketing efforts for your business. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.